Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado
About Some Shit, where every week, Raimi tries to talk me into watching garbage television by walking me through a season or some amount of a garbage show.
Uh-huh.
What are we doing,
Nonsense. Raimi? We are, so it's our final episode.
It's the season two finale.
Because of that,
yes,
we are finishing up Couple to Thruple.
Oh, no.
Do you remember anything?
It's back.
Uh-huh.
Problematic at best.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember they introduced a new couple
mm-hmm.
at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card.
Uh-huh.
I remember having the mental breakdown as I realized this was never meant to succeed.
Uh-huh.
That the showrunners had no intention of this ever succeeding.
Probably not.
No. And everybody mixy-mixy and a couple thruples changed,
mm-hmm.
and a couple thruples remained the same.
Yeah.
Let's get into this mess.
All right. Yeah. So last episode where we talked about this, we introduced Maximo and Ash.
Right.
Pictured.
Yep.
So they're
also not going to make it. Nobody's going to make it. This was never meant to succeed.
No. And I think we talked a little bit about Maximo and Ash and their prior relationship to each other and polyamory and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
No, they have a history with polyamory,
mm-hmm.
which is helpful in this situation.
Yeah.
It's still, nothing's going to succeed on the show because they don't want it to.
No.
And we're all just living in their illusion.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a little party going.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down and they join the party. And a little bit later, they get told, hey, pick a third person. Uh-huh.
Just like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they can pick from any of the singles, even if they are coupled with another couple right now.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
I remember now. That's what broke my brain, because they were... That's blatantly like, we don't care if anything succeeds. In fact, it's more fun if it doesn't succeed. So go in there and fuck him up, guys.
Uh-huh,
ha-ha.
Yeah. So they pick Junior.
Ooh.
Yes. He's a big, tall glass of water.
Yes.
And they're handsome. All very excited. They're all having a great time. Maximo and Ash experience their first three-way kiss, which sounds very awkward to me personally.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to just bump a lot of noses,
uh-huh.
and you get a lot of saliva.
Teeth. Anyway,
oh.
So they all have a great time. However, they don't agree on kids, because Junior is like, yeah, I want 5 kids.
Whoa.
And they're like, ooh, that's a lot of children.
I mean, you'd be less outnumbered than the typical household.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you have 3 kids, each still has one-on-one, like...
Mm-hmm.
Fielding.
Yep. So, later that night, and kind of the next day, Ashmal and Ramon are kind of concerned about Max and Ash coming for their boy Jonathan.
Well, they picked someone, guys.
Well, yeah, but they're still, like, worried about it. They're like, oh, don't... This is ours.
Okay.
And when they use the term boyfriend to Jonathan, Jonathan is kind of freaked out and feeling a lot of pressure about that.
I think that's fair. This has been a very short amount of time.
Oh my gosh. So in a couple episodes, they actually show us like how long it's been.
Uh-huh.
At this point, it's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, that's too fast.
Yeah.
Especially since it has not been smooth sailing the whole time.
No.
You have already all had a big old problem fight.
Yeah.
Caused by one man.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about it. So, the next morning afterwards, Junior leaves and Max and Ash are given the chance to ask a single on a date that night.
Wait, are they already done with Junior?
Yeah.
Okay. That
they were given...
thing were really...
Yep.
Well, I mean, fair, they really just met.
Yeah.
And if you have, that's one of those things where if you don't see eye to eye on kids, that's a real deal breaker.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
Yeah. So Junior leaves. So then they are asked to pick another person to go out on a date with that evening.
Wow. Actually dating somebody before inviting them into your
bedroom.
your room, your relationship, everything.
Yeah. It's fun.
Getting palpitations, right?
I'm so sorry. They choose Becca.
Do we have a picture of Becca?
We do have a picture of Becca. We've seen Becca before.
Okay.
Because Becca was Dylan and Lauren's third for a while. Yeah, but then they swapped Becca out for Mia.
Oh, boobs out.
Yeah, boobs out. Yeah. Underboob.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they choose Becca. So this kind of worries Dylan and Lauren about their ex maybe coming back into the resort.
What?
What?
It's been a week and a half. You didn't.
Yeah.
Work. It's fine. They're not your ex. They're just somebody you knew for like 5 days.
But they got to like know her pretty well and
got
like
to see her movie.
Yeah, like
I'm so upset. Okay, onward.
So, while they're going on a date, the rest of the thruples are doing a little relationship session about honesty. It's a sweat lodge. Yeah. They all get into a sweat lodge, and their singles are going to ask the couples questions.
So you can't see if somebody sweats over a specific question?
Because they're sweating all the time.
Because they're just constantly sweating.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool. They, like, put them in there, and then they don't show the questions until later. They let them get all hot and upset.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, now you just stay here and answer questions.
That, oh my God.
It's like a truth-telly thing. I don't know.
That, can I just say, that's like nightmare for me. Because I feel like I am so susceptible to the heat.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd be in there 5 minutes and then I'd be done.
Fair.
And then them being like, no, this is just the beginning. That would just, like, I'd instantly be, like, elevated, anxious, like, all of that. Just because that's what heat does to my brain and body.
Fair.
If I'm in it for too long, it's like, hey, get out or you're gonna die.
Fair.
Because guess what I'm adapted to? 40 below, kids!
Yay.
Doesn't matter if it's Fahrenheit or Celsius, because guess what? They're the same.
Yeah.
Anyway.
During their sweat lodge sessions, Denise asks Corey and Wilder if she brings difficulty for them.
Okay.
Like, if she makes their relationship difficult in any way.
Well, yeah, you're a new person in an established relationship.
Well,
that's innately complicating.
Yes. Corey's answer is basically, like, yes, but a lot of it has to do with, like, seeing what I lack and, like, what, you know, I could do better.
Sure.
That type of thing.
All right.
So Darian comes in real hot with, how would you feel about me kissing other people? Yep. Sean and Brittany are not into that.
So they're into the thruple.
Yep.
Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And Darian is possibly more of the broader variety of polyamory.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Of polyamory.
Uh-huh. Sean and Brittany are not really down with this. When they first chose Darian as their third, they were like, okay, so we're more into, like, being exclusive. Does that sound good? And she was like, yeah.
Okay. So, well, that, yeah, don't say yeah if you don't mean yeah.
We'll talk about it. Darian also asks about where the, like, sexual tension is, like, scale of 1 to 10. And Sean and Brittany are like, it's like an 8. And Darian is like, I'm at like a 3.
Might be part of the factor why she wants to kiss other people.
Yeah, maybe not. And also, like, they don't touch each other. Like, touch is not their thing.
Sure.
So Darian is like, doesn't want to bring a physical aspect in when they don't have that.
Gotcha.
Yeah
that's tough. Like, myself, I'm not a big toucher. Just like, my family was always very, like, you sit here, you sit here, you sit here. No, just, like, no casual touches.
No touches anybody.
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel that. There's definitely, like, sometimes when people will be like, I'm like, ugh, don't fucking do that.
Right.
Get out.
Right? But when currently I'm with somebody who likes touch, but in a way where she also accepts that I'm ace.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, okay, I can do little things just because I know that's what,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
But she also, like, I told her I don't like holding hands, so she'll give my hand a squeeze and then let it go. And I'm like, thank you. Nice. I need these for activities.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I can't just be over here with one hand occupied by another hand.
Yeah. See, my dog is not okay with that. We'll sit there and we'll rhinestone and she's like, but, and I'm like, I love you, honey, but like.
I gotta do things.
I need to finish this. I gotta do my payroll. Mama needs to get paid so I can feed you so you can live.
I don't understand capitalism.
No. Anyway.
Long story long, it's important to, like, be aware of what your partner wants in that regard and honor it while also having your own stuff be honored. Mm-hmm. Give and take. Wow.
Communication.
Reciprocity.
Wild.
Caring about each other's well-being and happiness.
Wild.
Crazy.
So Mia asks Dylan and Lauren how soon they want a sexual connection. They're very respectful and they're like, we're ready for it, but like the ball is in your court.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because she was the one who's less sexual, right?
And they Correct.
Said, and they said they were fine with that, but then they kind of...
They were like, ooh, this is a... We actually need a little bit more than we thought.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you should probably know that about yourselves. Granted, you're in your 30s. Like, you should... This is a basic that you should know about yourself.
Yeah.
So don't be doing that. Can you tell that's a bit tender for me as an asexual person?
Fair.
Like, people being like, yeah, it's fine, and then not being fine. That.
Yeah.
It's like, court me like it's the fucking 1600s.
You want people to present you with, like, a yellow carnation.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't remember what a yellow carnation
is. I don't remember either, and I never read, like, Wuthering... No, I read Wuthering Heights. I never read, like, Pride and Prejudice or any of that.
I didn't read any of them, but I did see the semaphore version of Wuthering Heights from Monty Python. It's so good.
That's
it's
the
so
same.
Good. Yeah, it's definitely
Look,
the same.
I love Monty Python. Anyway.
Anyway. Okay, so Jonathan asks about the emotional versus physical connection with Ramon and Ashmal and lets them know that he isn't feeling as much of an emotional connection to Ramon, which Ramon is pretty defensive about.
Shocker.
Yeah.
The one he doesn't feel as much of a connection with because Ramon shuts down and doesn't connect.
Uh-huh.
Is defensive about that?
Wild.
Shock.
Ramon is like, in confessionals, he's asking things like, what are you doing to help that, Jonathan? And it's like, dude.
You're
the one that has, it's a give and a take.
Bridge the fucking gap.
Yeah.
I feel like Ashmal's let him get away with a lot of shit. Like,
Ashmal has let Ramon get away with a lot of shit? Okay.
In their relationship for Ramon to be saying that about Jonathan, like, it sounds like Ashmal has been doing a lot of the emotional labor, and having seen Ramon have a little bitch baby silent treatment bullshit fest, like, my guy, you need some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
But, yeah,
you
Ramon,
in particular.
Yeah. So then we're going to move back to Corey Wilder and Denise in the sweat lodge. Denise asks if they want her to be their girlfriend.
Aww.
And Corey says yes.
Aww.
Yeah. All growth. Right.
Plus, I really like this picture of them.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. I just like Denise's little hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're all just...
They're kind of matchy-matchy.
Yeah, they're just having a good time.
It's very cute.
It's a good vibe picture.
So, meanwhile, while that sweat lodge is happening, Maximo and Ash are on a date with Becca, and that is going very well, and they all seem to be pretty much on the same page.
Hey!
So...
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too bad her exes... are gonna make it weird.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
It's fine. This was never meant to succeed. None of this even matters. We're just on a big ball in the sky, plummeting towards the sun, and the showrunners want everyone to fail.
Yep. Anyway. Okay, so the next morning, things are real awkward between Ashmal, Ramon, and Jonathan. Jonathan feels like Ramon is giving him the cold shoulder.
He is.
Yeah. He is.
And you don't deserve it. He has a lot of work to do on himself, and he's making it everybody else's problem.
Precisely.
Not cute, Ramon. Yeah. Not cute at all.
No. Then Denise, Corey, and Wilder announce their thrupledom to everybody, and everybody's very excited for them. It's very cute.
Golf clap, golf clap.
Golf clap. So then we get a fun moment where Ramon opens up about feeling like he's not able to open up to Ashmal and Jonathan.
Okay.
And then after breakfast, Ashmal asks Ramon to talk about it, and Ramon, like, flips out and leaves. He's like, I'm done. Goodbye.
Don't go after him.
They don't.
Good. All right.
Instead, Jonathan tells Ashmal that, like, hey, if y'all aren't solid and have open communication, then I can't come into this.
Yep.
And have open communication.
Ramon has run off and been a little pissy bitch baby more than once.
Yeah.
That, nope, that's, those are just, he's just flying his red flags real high.
Yeah. So Darian tells Max and Ash that she isn't super down with being monogamous with Sean and Brittany, and that she wants to kiss them.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, unrelated two things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That kind of gave me a little whiplash there.
Fair.
Yeah.
But that's the gist of the conversation that they have.
Okay. So. I think they're not the correct fit. But again, I don't think Sean and Brittany are going to have one.
Yeah, we'll see. So then Lauren and Dylan discuss if they want to stay or swap with Mia.
Okay.
And Lauren says that she is getting bored.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah.
She just wants to be fucking.
Yeah.
And you know what's good for that? A threesome.
Yeah.
Thruples.
Different thing.
Take work and time and effort and energy. If you're getting bored, it's because you're not giving the person energy, or they're probably not right for you, but also, goddamn.
Yeah.
It's not her job to entertain you.
No.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
My like for these people plummets by the minute.
Fair. Later in the day, Ramon finally talks to Ashmal. Ramon expresses that he felt left out and expresses...
What? Because you ran away and nobody chased after you?
Okay, so one thing that I didn't touch on was they were all together in bed and Jonathan and Ashmal were talking about, like, coming out and how that's... Like, they had very similar experiences.
Sure.
And they were also talking about, like, you know, if Ashmal's family has a wedding or something, he could probably only bring one of them.
Mm.
Because his family is very conservative. Even coming out and being like, Ramon is my boyfriend, was a lot for them.
Right.
So Jonathan's kind of, like, turned off by that. But during that,
I mean, they're gonna find out now.
Yeah. right? Ramon is, like, not talking this whole time. So Ramon kind of feels like they should have been like, and how, you know, how are you doing, Ramon? It's a little weird. Like, speak the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
Get in
say
the
what
conversation
you
want to
say.
Or listen to them.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was listening. They were sharing these heartfelt things about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there the whole time, butt hurt because it wasn't about him.
What about me? He's being a Sheena.
Truly. Has anybody thought about how this is going to affect Ramon?
Yeah.
Good God.
It's
if
the same thing.
Two people who are supposed to be close to you are opening up about something deeply personal and complicated, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there the whole time waiting for them to ask you about you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow. Ashmal and Jonathan should run off together.
Yeah, that'd
be great. Ramon. He needs to be single for a while. He's got some serious work to do.
Yeah. Ramon also tells this to Jonathan.
Okay.
And Jonathan is like, I appreciate you, like, opening up in that respect, but in the real world, I won't put up with this.
Good.
And Ashmal is like, I don't blame you.
Yep.
So.
Good. Good. Lay that... Don't just accept the red flag parade. I don't know why Ashmal has. Jesus Christ.
Good question.
What is he getting out of this?
Yeah. So then we have a match/swap ceremony. because it's Maximo and Ash's first ceremony.
Okay, so, good for them.
Yeah. So Maximo and Ash choose Becca as their third.
Hey.
Becca's back.
All right.
Lauren and Dylan decide they want to swap Mia for Jess. Mia seems pretty stunned, but says, like, if they want to taste another flavor to make sure I'm what they want, that's cool.
Oh, Mia. Lauren doesn't deserve you.
No. Well, Dylan definitely doesn't.
Yeah. Lauren got bored. Yeah. My God. How immature.
Sean and Brittany choose to stay with Darian.
Okay. That's surprising to me.
Yes. They're all a little surprised.
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, Sean and Brittany aren't really surprised, but Darian seems a little surprised.
Right. They're she like, expressed okay. that she wants something else in a relationship, and they're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
let her go,
weird.
Guys.
We'll,
let her go.
We'll see.
Darian.
Blink twice.
Blink twice if you need help.
When Wilder and Corey are asked if they want to stay or swap, Wilder asks Denise to, how they have this set up is the couple is behind the single on a chair. Mm-hmm. So Wilder asks Denise to stand next to them. And he does this whole speech and he picks up the chair and he throws it in the pool next to them.
Okay.
And says, we don't need to swap anymore. Denise is ours. Like, we're not going to swap with anybody.
The girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then it comes to Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan. Ashmal kind of leads the charge in what they say. They're like, you know, it's been rocky, but we are choosing to stay with Jonathan. We really like Jonathan. However, Jonathan says that he is not the right single for them, and he feels like it is best to swap.
Yep.
So then how they do this is the host says, you know, of the singles that are left, if you want to throuple them with this couple, step forward.
Uh-huh.
Only three people step forward.
Uh-huh, because they've seen Ramon's behavior.
Yep. However, Ramon and Ashmal are given the choice to not choose a single and return to the resort just as a couple. Mm. They have a little exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like they're on the same page, but then Ashmal is like, from that little conversation we just had, we're not on the same page, so we're just going to stay a couple for the time being. It's weird and awkward, and I hate it. Ashmal. But it's the right decision.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ashmal, run away with Jonathan. Run.
So going back into the resort, Ramon is pretty upset.
Jonathan broke up with me because I was mean to him and selfish and bad. Oh, no.
Pretty much. His version of events is that he opened up to Jonathan and Jonathan threw it away.
Wow. Yeah. Perspective. This guy does not have
no.
it.
So
it is all about him. He is so selfish. Oh, my God.
How will this affect Ramon? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yep. That says it perfectly.
Yep. So that evening, Ramon seems to cry himself to sleep. Uh-huh. Ashmal falls asleep very stony right on the other side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. No cuddling that night.
Nope. And so the next morning, they talk about it because Ramon isn't talking much, but he's upset that Ashmal didn't comfort him last night.
How will this affect Ramon?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah. Now Ashmal couldn't be upset too or anything. No.
No. It's about Ramon.
It's about Ramon. Only he has feelings.
Yep.
And they're the only ones that matter.
Uh-huh. You're going to love this next relationship session.
Okay.
It's about communication. Do you want to guess what they do?
What do they do, Raimi?
They build a tent.
It's not even hard.
Well, for some people it is. Okay, Corey Wilder and Denise get theirs up in like record time.
Yeah, look, they don't make tent poles like separate anymore. They all
these ones do.
Oh, they got a hard tent.
They got the hard tent.
Still.
Yeah. Sean, Brittany, and Darian have a very difficult time.
Shocker.
Well, they're from L.A.
Well,
They have never tented before. I don't think I've tented in 15 years, probably.
Fair. Look, it's not about where you're from. It's lay out the pieces and look at them. It's not rocket science.
No.
My shock is that they're not good at communicating.
No. Well, what? Okay, so Sean, Brittany, and Darian are actually doing a pretty good job because Sean and Brittany are taking great direction from Darian. Darian's like, I got this, let's do it.
All right.
They do very well, but they get pretty relaxed about it, and then they don't get it done.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So the winning thruple of this challenge wins because of their communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Max, Ash, and Becca.
Okay.
So we all go back to the resort. Darian is feeling like she can't be affectionate with Sean and Brittany because they aren't affectionate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings that up to them again.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Wilder and Denise are getting really antsy in the resort, and they just want to go back into being in the real world.
They're real excited.
Yes.
It's been a couple of weeks.
They get their wish. Though they meet with the host and the relationship expert, and they're like, we think you're ready to like go out and put this to the test, and so they get to leave the resort as a thruple, and that's what that photo is actually. Is them leaving the resort.
Oh, cute little hat.
Yeah. And then the most important part of this day was that Maximo talks to Ash about not really wanting to lock down with Becca, and he wants to explore with other people.
I mean, they did kind of get thrown into it real fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
They have a masquerade mixer where we get introduced to two new singles. So Jonathan is pulled aside by Max and Ash.
Uh-huh.
And they're all very interested in each other. But Jonathan is like, you know, Becca's my girl.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to hurt her. And Maximo and Ash ask Jonathan not to tell Becca that they are interested in him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more.
Okay.
Lauren and Dylan talk to Mia, their prior third.
Mm-hmm.
And Mia's like, well, you know, it kind of felt like it was like, okay, you know, we like you, but we're going to drop you. And if we decide we like you, then we'll pick you back up again.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's why it felt like that. Yeah.
Dylan's kind of mad about it because...
Don't call us out.
Yes, but Mia did seem fairly okay and positive about...
Well, yeah, you have to...
Did put on a brave face.
Put on a brave face in the face of rejection.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
If they come back and go, actually, we looked around and decided that maybe you're not our second choice.
Yeah.
It's like, strong first choice or nothing.
Yeah.
Value yourselves, people.
It's... yikes.
Yep.
Jonathan approaches Ramon and Ashmal. And things are going pretty well, but the new male single comes up and is like, hi, I'm Brody. Nice to meet y'all. And they're like, oh. And it's real weird and awkward for a second.
Uh-huh. Didn't pick the right moment, my guy.
Exactly. Which is basically what Jonathan says. Jonathan is like, hey, like, it's nice to meet you, but I need to talk to these guys. And like, we'll catch up with you later. If you'll give us a moment. And Brody's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then he makes a face as he's walking away from them. It's stupid.
Guy.
Read the room.
Read the room.
So after Brody leaves, shit goes sideways.
Mm.
Jonathan thinks that they needed space. And Ramon says that he wanted Jonathan. And Jonathan then kind of jumps on Ashmal for not talking at all during this conversation. And he's mad that Ashmal had a plan B. Like, so basically Jonathan is mad that Ashmal wanted to then get over Jonathan. Yeah.
Okay.
But then he also, Ashmal then says, like, we would love to make it work with you.
Uh-huh.
So that's fun.
Okay.
Maximo and Ash also approach Darian and tell her, if you want to swap, we'll pick you up.
Guys.
Yeah.
They were really just brought in later to stir the pot.
Oh, yeah, to be messy.
Yeah, no, they weren't,
No.
They were not, they're not even trying like other couples.
Yeah.
They're fully going, let's fuck all this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Showrunners thought things were getting a little dull.
Yeah.
So they hired a villain.
Pretty much, that's what it seems like.
Wow.
Becca is feeling a little jealous about Maximo and Ash, like, talking to other people.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sorry, gal, this wasn't what you thought.
No. Ramon and Ashmal are then asked to pick a single and are not given Jonathan as an option.
Mm.
So they pick Frank. So the masquerade mixer is over.
Mm-hmm.
Before everybody goes, Jonathan pulls Becca aside and is like, hey, Maximo and Ash aren't being honest with you, and they told me that they are interested in me and to not tell you. Yeah.
All right, stir that pot, John.
Jonathan and Becca are close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, yeah.
Becca is like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if they're going to be upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, Darian tells Sean and Brittany about Maximo and Ash approaching her, which they basically take as a, like, I want out of this relationship.
Why? She was just sharing what happened. Okay.
Well, I mean, this isn't the first time Darian has brought up wanting to kiss Maximo and Ash. And, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's awkward. It's weird. Maximo and Ash talk to each other about what they want. And what they want is to explore and do what's best for them.
Yep.
They have a little relationship session. Dylan and Lauren win with Jess to have a night in the suite.
Okay.
Brittany and Darian finally talk, and Brittany brings up that Darian was at first on board with being exclusive and then later said that Darian wanted to kiss Maximo and Ash. So
right.
Brittany is just feeling like they messed up with Sanu.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they say, like, they liked it when Sanu didn't know where they were with each other, and they don't like that they don't know where Darian is with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. This is where it gets fun and messy. So Becca tells Ashmal about Max and Ash wanting Jonathan. So then Ashmal then tells Ramon. Ramon is mad because he confided in Maximo and Ash that he still had feelings for Jonathan. After telling Sean, Brittany, and Frank, Becca approaches Maximo and Ash, who are like, I'm so sorry, you deserve transparency. We're new to this. That Maximo is not feeling an emotional connection with Becca.
Okay.
So while that conversation is happening,
uh-huh.
That is when Sean and Brittany reveal to Ashmal, Ramon, and Frank that Maximo and Ash also put a bid in for Darian. Yeah. Becca then, like, goes back to the other group of people and later tells Maximo and Ash that breakfast is going to be a mess because everybody knows about you wanting Jonathan and Darian. Ramon comes in hot at breakfast with
shock
at Max and Ash, which they kind of brush it off. They're like, whatever, we don't care, we're doing what's best for us.
Uh-huh.
And then when Brittany and Sean are like, okay, but you also want our third, Maximo, like, sincerely apologizes to Brittany. It's weird and gross. It's a yikes.
Okay.
So they do a stay or swap. Max and Ash decide to swap Becca for Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan and Lauren stay with Jess. Ashmal and Ramon stay with Frank. Sean and Brittany decide to stay with Darian.
Okay.
Ramon is like, okay, you know, we're done with Jonathan, but it seems like Jonathan wants some closure from Ashmal and Ramon. It's great.
Like, Jonathan, you got out of a bad situation, my guy. That was correct.
We'll talk about it. Shortly after the stare swap ceremony, Maximo, Ash, and Jonathan all approach Ramon, Ashmal, and Frank. And Ramon is not having it. He's like, I'm not going to do this now. I'm not ready for it. Like, no. And Ashmal kind of steps in and is like, I don't have the bandwidth for this. And Ramon doesn't want to talk to Jonathan right now. And Maximo, Ash, and Jonathan, like, aren't taking no for an answer.
Ooh,
it's really weird and gross.
No, gotta take no, guys.
Yeah. No is a full sentence.
No is a full sentence.
So at breakfast, before everyone is down,
mm-hmm.
Ashmal and Ramon get into a little fight. And Ramon decides to leave breakfast.
Shocker!
Mm-hmm.
Shock!
Yep.
Look at my shocked face.
Mm-hmm.
So shocked.
Yep. When Jonathan comes down to breakfast and Ramon is not there,
mm-hmm.
he goes to find Ramon. And Jonathan is like, I still like you and Ashmal. Ramon pretty much still remains a wall and says he wants to focus on Frank and Ashmal. And Jonathan is like, well, but what if, you know, I was a choice? And Ramon is like, doesn't matter because you're not a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. Jonathan tells Frank that he still likes Ashmal and Ramon.
Jonathan, this is weird.
Yeah.
Look, man, you're making it weird.
It's bad.
It's getting weird now, man.
Jonathan then apologizes to Ashmal, and Ashmal realizes that he still has emotions for Jonathan, which is, sucks. They then do this stupid thing for drama where prior singles come back and, like, confront their couples. And some of them are like, hey, if you still want me, I'm an option. So Becca shows up for Maximo and Ash and is open to coming back.
Okay.
And Jonathan shows up for Ramon and Ashmal, who is also interested in coming back
mm-hmm.
to that couple. The couples have to make a decision that night. Nothing big happens here except Ashmal and Ramon decide to swap and pick Jonathan, which Frank does what Mia did and is very mature on the surface, but is really upset. Yeah, it's sad.
You never want to feel like somebody's sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
So since Jonathan is off the table,
mm-hmm.
Max and Ash are like, okay, we have the choice of Darian mm-hmm. or Becca.
Who are still with.
Mm-hmm. That's the one of the things with this weird stay or swap ceremony is that they can choose another couple's person.
Okay.
Yeah. Max and Ash are like, you know, we're not going to be selfish and we're going to be so nice and not steal Darian, basically, and pick Becca, who is a little hurt that she's option C.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop treating her like some throwaway. Damn.
It's fucking garbage.
Becca has not had a good experience on the show.
Right. Sean and Brittany deliberate about staying with Darian, but after a minute, they decide to stay with Darian.
Why?
Yeah.
None of them want the same thing.
Right. Afterwards,
uh-huh.
Maximo and basically tells Becca that Becca was their second choice, which obviously makes her feel shitty.
Yeah, what a great feeling. Thanks. Yeah. We didn't actually want you, but you're what we got.
Yeah.
What?
It's upsetting. Sean, Brittany, and Darian argue because Darian is like, I'm surprised that you picked me, and they're upset about it. Which makes for the next morning, Brittany is still really guarded about it, and Darian tries to talk about it, but Brittany just isn't ready. Also, they literally just woke up.
Ooh, okay, maybe give it a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, let me wake the fuck up.
Yeah, no, not ready to have that conversation immediately. Yeah,
exactly. Oof. Max is all upset about Jonathan and Darian, and Maximo is expecting Becca to start a conversation with Maximo and Ash.
I don't think it's up to her right
really?
Now.
Really? Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think you've done you enough need... to her that you should approach her.
You need to reassure her that she's not the second or third choice.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what is she supposed to approach you about?
Right, it's ridiculous. It pisses me off.
Wow.
The next day, they're like, okay, Thrupples, you're going to go out on the town and, like, see how people react to you, basically.
Well, that is a part of it.
Which is a front, because they all end up running into members of their family or friends.
Okay.
Lauren's mother is pretty upset. She's like, I just don't want this to ruin your marriage. Darian gets grilled by Brittany's friend, who is also like, but Brittany, you're not a lesbian. And Brittany's like, I like her. Like, I like girls. Like,
yeah.
Just because I've never had a girlfriend before doesn't mean I don't like girls.
Shocker. <That's me>. Shocker.
My one and only relationship has been with a man.
Yep.
Maximo's sister doesn't think this will work. She's Shock. Like very, yeah.
Yeah, none of this is going to work.
No.
This was always meant to fail.
Ramon and Ashmal's friends drop that they kiss their friends, because that's a pretty normal thing in gay culture. And Jonathan is kind of uncomfortable with that.
Okay. I don't kiss my friends.
I don't either, but I see a lot of my gay male friends kissing a lot of other gay male friends when they're in, like, when they have rings on their fingers.
Okay.
It's a thing.
I just, like, I, look, I have a lot I don't like about Ramon. Being uncomfortable with that, I would also be,
yeah.
If a friend went in for a kiss, like, whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. Hi, what?
Yep. It's fun.
That's not a hug.
No.
I do hugs. I do lots of hugs. I love hugs.
Uh-huh.
Guess I do with one person.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
But certain areas of our state, it's literally like a hello. And it's weird.
Okay. I was unfamiliar with this. And
yep.
I would also be disinclined.
Yep. So the next day, what happens here is the singles are leaving the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the couples have to decide if they leave as a couple or a throuple. It's the stay or stop day.
Okay.
So before Dylan and Lauren choose, Jess asks to chat with them.
Okay.
And they all agree to stay a throuple.
Oh.
Maximo and Ash choose to not step forward, and neither does Becca.
Yep.
Maximo says, we weren't fooled.
What?
Yeah.
What are you guys? Just... like cartoon villains? What is this?
It basically seems like that's what it is.
I think so. They were hired to be villains, so they went full on fucking Team Rocket.
Yeah. Almost outfits and all.
Yeah, no, he does not have the swag to be James. I'm sorry.
He has a saunter.
Yeah.
But not the
not the suave.
Yeah. Sean and Brittany choose to move forward with Darian, and after some tension, because Darian is very uncomfortable with commitment, Darian steps forward and chooses to go with them.
Yeah, this will end well.
Ashmal and Ramon, so they're facing each other, and they're asked, like, if you want to stay a throuple, step forward. If you don't, then stay. Before Ashmal and Ramon do so, Jonathan is like, I just want to ask you a question. Will you be my boyfriends? And they say yes.
No.
Yeah.
Boo.
That's yes. So that's like the end of the series. However, we do get a little like wrap up epilogue.
Okay.
Do you want to know how each of these couples are doing?
They're all broken up.
Lauren, Dylan, and Jess are broken up. Correct. It was just too much of a distance for them.
Yep.
Maximo, Ash, and Becca are also not together, but Maximo and Ash are still trying to find their perfect third. Sean, Brittany, and Darian are not together. However, Sean proposed to Brittany, and they are together.
Okay!
Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan also broke up, so it was just Ramon and Ashmal, until Ashmal broke up with Ramon.
Thank God! Oh my God, he needs to be single for a while and work the fuck on some things.
Yeah.
Holy shit. My guy, I hope you got some kind of wake-up call.
I hope so.
Oh my God.
So, the only thriving couple, throuple, left are Corey Wilder and Denise.
Well,
and that's the end! That's the end of our season.
The people who fucking dipped out did the best.
Dipped out.
They were like, hey, we're done with the games now. Bye.
Yeah.
We're going to take our third and go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They showed like a picture of them on like a rafting trip.
Cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good for them. I really didn't think it would work for anybody, but hey, it almost didn't.
Yeah. Now do you feel,
too? I hated it so much.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. They really got like cartoonish in their editing and villain integration there.
Like, I didn't even like go into details about how bad Maximo and Ash were.
Uh-huh.
But they were horrible. There were times that I was yelling at the TV. I was like, y'all are the messy gays, not those ones.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We don't have to talk about Couples in Trouble anymore.
No. At least not for season one.
Are they confirmed for season
two? Oh, there's a season two. I don't know. We'll have to... Okay, we're going to do things a whole lot better. We're going to get a production schedule.
Yeah, we... So, season one was us just going until we could not go anymore.
Uh-huh, until we died a little.
Yep. Season two was, hey, let's introduce some structure. And now we've figured out where our structure was lacking, where we just ping-ponged off some walls.
Yeah.
So... Season three, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best yet.
Uh-huh.
Additionally, the extra content that was promised to patrons, that will be going up on Patreon during our two-month break. So, for you guys, we'll still be around for 2 months. You're just going to keep getting us. Everybody else, hey, check out our Patreon. Or
our Instagram.
Or Instagram.
I'll be posting shit.
Yeah.
I post a lot of memes, mostly about...
Yeah, I'm going to see if I have the capacity to do TikToks.
Do some ticky-tacks.
We'll see. I'm also moving, so...
Yeah, Taylor's moving again.
Hopefully the last time for a long time.
For a while. So we might have a different setup.
Yep. We're going to be figuring things differently, but anyway...
Again, all for the better.
All for the better. Yeah. We're just moving on up, baby. Uh-huh. So, we will be back in 2 months, guys. Uh-huh. We will probably do a little announcement when it's coming up to tell people the exact date and everything. But yeah, let us know if there's anything specific you would like us to cover, anything you're excited to hear about or want one of our takes on, both of our takes on, whatever. If you want to hear us ramble about things that I hate.
Uh-huh.
Hit us up.
we go on a lot of tangents.
Yeah.
I only had one Eurovision tangent this season.
That's because I stopped you.
Yeah.
We can't just talk about Eurovision.
I want to talk about Eurovision.
I know you do. We talked about it before we recorded.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
You asked what was going on with me today.
I did. I didn't expect to learn about all of Eurovision because you're not in Eurovision. Anyway, back in 2 months, season three. Let us know what you want to hear about, and bonus content will be on the Patreon for the next 2 months. So
Patreon.
If you miss us, hey, go become a patron. Get some bonus content and hang out with us during our months off.
Patreon.com/muchadosomeshit.
Yeah! Big special shout out to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening and watching and putting up with us. And we'll see you all next season.
Bye! Jazz hands.